Now, it's hard to forget some of those scenes of Kangaroo Island at the start of the year, with those burned and injured koalas who needed immediate care to survive, and so many of them didn't. I remember in particular the video of that woman, who took off her shirt and ran through the bush to wrap her koala in it and bring it to safety. Now we know so much more about the vulnerability of our koala populations, dramatically shown by what we saw last summer. What are we going to do about it? Well, it's become a hot political topic, no doubt you're aware. Koala policy is a point of deadlock and disagreement in our state parliament. But thankfully, science and technology are coming to the table with a whole host of ideas to preserve our dwindling koala populations. I'm joined now by Dr. Stuart Blanch from the World Wildlife Fund. Stuart, let's start with this secret weapon when it comes to mapping and actually knowing where koalas are. What are we going to be using in the future?
Good morning, Kylie. I think we'll continue to use some of the old tried and true methods, like people out walking, looking for koalas. A lot of people love looking for koalas in their local area and know their koalas by name, and I think it's fantastic. But increasingly, we need to use technology that allows us to accurately survey across vast areas of landscapes, day and night, in areas where people can't get to, particularly when there's more extreme weather events driven by climate change. And drones, particularly thermal drones or heat-seeking drones, are part of the new plethora of tools we have, the toolkit to accurately, quickly, cost-effectively survey koalas across at a state level.
How heavily are drones being used at the moment, Stuart?
I'm only aware of two universities who are really investigating use of drones, for example, in the East Coast, University of Newcastle and Queensland University of Technology. There's quite a lot of work being done by the New South Wales environment staff in Sydney. And there are some community groups, NGOs like WWF, who I work for, who are also using drones to try to prove up their usefulness for detecting particularly koalas if there's a fire or drought and recovering them if they're injured, but also to do regular scientific surveys as we try to work out how to not only halt the decline of koalas but actually double their koala numbers over the next 30 years.
Am I right in thinking that it's key to that preservation is being able to pinpoint and measure the size of populations and their exact location?
It is. The Federal Environment Minister, Susan Lee, has today announced, I think, $18 million for better koala habitat protection and developing a national census, which I think is a very good idea. But we cannot wait until we have accurate numbers on exactly how many koalas we have. We know from the surveys that have been conducted over the last 20, 30 years that generally across the East Coast, koala numbers are falling, sometimes very quickly and in many areas, particularly west of the divide and around the urban interface on the coast. Local koalas populations have become extinct or are functionally extinct. So we need to know how to count them, and we need to work out how to do regular every 5 or so years censuses of koalas so we can actually understand whether all the money and effort we're going to have to put into trying to save the species is working. And I think a lot of government people I talk to think it's a combination probably of drones and dogs that might prove the best, most effective way of surveying koalas quickly and at scale. At the moment, it's expensive. It's a lot cheaper to have very passionate koala volunteers out there looking on the weekends or during the week at no cost to the taxpayer. But they can't cover a very large area, and we need to be taking a census of koalas across thousands of hectares regularly across the state, and for that we need new technologies.
And presumably too, these are much faster methods than the traditional ones. I mean, does it take very long once the drone is up for you to be able to derive data from whatever they film?
Generally, the people I talk to can cover 50 to 60 hectares in a day or a night. Sometimes I survey at night, sometimes in the day, often at night because the heat detection is better when the warmer koala body stands out against the colder forest or ground at night or the land as a background. Mm-hmm. But the quicker you fly and the higher you fly to cover more ground means you probably have lower accuracy. So there's a trade-off. And I think all of us, when we talk about how to prove up the use of drones at a state level or across nationally, trying to work out under what scenarios which tool is best to use. Drones probably are not that useful in steep gullies where there are tall forests, you know, 50, 60, 70 metres tall with dense canopies, and koalas are sort of not near the top of the canopy but down maybe halfway up the trees. it's hard for a drone travelling at 8 metres a second, 50 metres off top the, above the canopy, to accurately work out whether that's a koala or whether it's a possum or just a bit of wood. So there's a trade-off there, and we have to work out under what scenarios which tools are the best to use in combination. And I think it's fascinating when I'm sitting down with scientists, conservationists, artificial intelligence developers, people with dogs, people have been, you know, looking for koalas for 40 years in their own backyard, trying to work out how to bring all these different tools together. And I think the combination of them all is the only way the state government can work out whether it can actually get a baseline for the number of koalas in the state to enable it to show how to double the koala numbers over the next 30 years, or indeed nationally, how we can work out where the potentially hundreds of thousands of koalas are fairly accurately.
Stuart Blanche, thank you so much for joining us today.
Pleasure. Thank you, Connie.
So that's Stuart Blanche from the World Wildlife Foundation talking about where koala conservation is up to, and as you were hearing, some exciting things in the works with regards to tech and maybe even the combination of drones and dogs, for example, going forward to ascertain exactly where the koala habitat is and where those koalas are that so badly need our protection.